the ocean of dua.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين. Hello everyone, brothers and sisters. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi with you with another edition of the program, The Ocean of Dua. In this edition of the program, we'll have a glance at Kumail's supplication and we'll discuss a commentary on that. We'll be back in a few seconds, so stay tuned. اللهم عظم بلائي وأفرط بي سوء حالي وقصرت بي أعمالي وقعدت بي أغلالي وحبسني عن نفعي بعد آمالي وخدعتني الدنيا بغرورها ونفسي بجنايتها. Dear listeners, as you have been previously with us, we were discussing the part where Imam Ali alayhi salam mentions in the Kumail supplication, وخدعتني الدنيا بغرورها, and the world with its delusions has deceived me. وَنَفْسِي بِجِنَايَتِهَا وَمِطَالِي, and my soul with its offenses and my dilly-dallying have deceived me. In the previous episode, we discussed soul a bit, this phenomenon, which was really difficult to understand, but we said that we can try to recognize it by its signs and by the help of the Holy Quran and different traditions of the Ahlul Bayt. What seems to be most important thing is to consider a kind of reign over the soul. If soul is controlled by the mind and logic, it can be put to good use. It can be put into use for reaching salvation, prosperity. So, in the previous episode, we said that people's desires turn to severe lust, if they are not controlled. And this is the lust that is making them insane. Because a strong lust destroys the thinking. The strong lust enables man to think. It blocks wisdom. The extreme desire for positions is the most severe lust, which has harmed mankind for more than other lusts. This lust has colored the pages of history in red. This is what has caused millions of people to die. This is what has caused people to kill their fathers, to kill their family members, brothers and sons. But one point needs to be mentioned. It should be pointed out that by following the carnal soul, we are only referring to the harmful aspects of it that cause lusts and desires. So no one should completely ignore his soul, as some of the seekers of truth have wrongly misunderstood. Since humans are naturally more inclined to the negative aspects of their souls, that is, engaging in wrongdoing, the religious leaders have always warned us against the carnal soul entirely. That is why during the preaching, we have seen the warnings. And these warnings are usually heavier than the hopes.
Oh Allah, my trials and sufferings have increased and my evilness has worsened. My good deeds have diminished and my misdeeds have become firm. And remote hopes restrain me from profiting with good deeds. And the world has deceived me with its allurements, and my own self has been affected by treachery and my delay. Therefore, my Lord, I ask you by your greatness not to let my sins and my misdeeds veil my supplications from you, and not to disgrace me by exposing those of which you have knowledge, nor to hasten my retribution for those vices and misdeeds committed by me in secret, which were due to evil-mindedness, ignorance, excessive lustfulness, and my negligence.
Thank you, Allah. So good about all the things that we went through, knowing that God is pleased with us too. It's not a dream, this is so true, and we know we'll be here forever. The feeling is indescribable, knowing that this is our reward.
The ocean of dua.
Humans are inclined to a variety of social and personal attempts, which sometimes they are referred to as instincts. Most of them lead to selfishness. And this is selfishness that is laid in human nature out of Almighty Allah's higher wisdom for the continuation of life, for the steps of perfection to be taken. This selfishness is what needs to be controlled by belief in Allah. If this selfishness is not accompanied by belief in Allah, by belief in resurrection, and by belief in spiritual leadership of the prophets and the infallibles, this will ruin the lives. This will stop the people from reaching salvation. An extremely selfish person thinks about nothing but his own personal benefits. This devilish vice would harm the selfish person in the first place and the society at large. For instance, anger is a prerequisite of selfishness, but anger itself should be controlled and only employed for defending your own life, for defending your reputation and wealth, for defending your rights, for defending your country, etc. Not for bothering the weak ones. Extreme anger is called savagery, and insignificant one lacks zeal. So we have all these desires, all these instincts in our bodies, in our nature, in our creation, but they have to be controlled. They have to be reined by wisdom and logic. And if they are not controlled, if it is the desire that is governing you, this is when you will be deceived by the world. This is when your soul, with its offenses, with its dilly-dallying, will deceive you. That is why Imam Ali Salam says, وَخَدَعَتْنِي الدُّنْيَا بِغُرُورِهَا وَنَفْسِي بِخِيَانَتِهَا وَمِطَالِي. Thank you, brothers and sisters, for staying with us in this episode of the program. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also visit our website at parstoday.com. Until the next program, take care and goodbye.
Guide me all the way to your journey.